John Surtees coming towards the top of the hill now in that glorious sounding 1939 Grand Prix Mercedes-Benz. And I hope they won't take it the wrong way if I say, Marcus, we've gone from the sublime to the ridiculous in that we have the first of the rough diamonds going up the hill.
Yes, from the sophisticates to the unsophisticates. This is the Aubrey Leighton Earls Barton Special with the Mercury V8 engine, and away goes the Vanpool Chevrolet with Super Stu Smith, and this is the car which won the Brisker F1 Stock Car Championship back in 1976, and has had a multiple champion aboard it.
And the gold roof, because it won the World Championship in 1976, the Vanpool Chevrolet, driven by Stuart Vanpool, who then became a stock car circuit promoter at Bellevue in Manchester and Oddsall in Bradford, driven by Stuart Smith, as Marcus says.
All part of the celebrations of 50 years of short oval racing.
Yes, we should be seeing the Ford Tudor Special, which Marcus delights in telling us about. This car,
no, that's not down here. What? No, it hasn't come down.
Well, the driver is Perry McCarthy. Now, Perry was very definitely in evidence at the ball last night.
And afterwards, I'm sure.
And afterwards, and it may well be that he's overslept. You Jason, know that coming, Clouters, if I'm wrong.
Jason Holden on course. Meanwhile, the Frankie Wayman Jr. built modern Brisker Stocker. Car going like a dingbat off the line.
Yes, very much a modern Formula One stock car. It's called the FWJ because it's built by Frankie Wayman Jr., one of the top chassis builders of the modern era, one generation of stock cars. Remarkable machines they are. Very spectacular racing they provide. Next, Marcus, is...
Well, going back to the early days of the Goodwood Motor Circuit and the revival meeting just about 6 or 7 weeks away, hasn't it?
Car that John was able to discover. Yeah, we'll let John explain this. Why is it called the Ford Tudor, John?
The Tudor. Yes, we had this discussion yesterday. I only found out a short while ago. Tudor means two-door. Tudor. I thought it was a make of Ford, and it is just describing, as we agreed yesterday, Ford made a four-door, F-O-R-D-O-R.
That's right.
This is the two-door Tudor, as we call it.
Nothing to do with Henry VIII.
I don't think so. I don't think he drove one of these. If he did, it probably would have been the best Ford Tudor in the world.
And he probably had six of them too when he kept on writing them off. Anyway, the Tudor going up the hill. It's more immaculate state than I can remember since seeing the stock cars when they were first introduced into the UK 50 years ago. And that's the end of that batch. We'll give you a rundown of times.